Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zevachim, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the sources for Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel's disagreement about whether a chatat, at its very minimum, needs two matanot as per Beit Shammai or one matanah as per Beit Hillel. The chatat shtei matanot. Amar Rav Huna, my tamid of Beit Shammai. What's Beit Shammai's reason? Kranot. If you take a look in the three parashot about chatat, in Sefer Vayikra and Perek Daled, it says the word kranot three times. Now, this entire piece is sort of a reshaping of a sugya at the beginning of Sanhedrin. If you count kranot as a plural, harei kan shesh, that gives you six corners. Arba al mitzvah u'shtayim la'kev. So four of them are for the mitzvah, and another two are there to tell you at least you need two. Beit Hillel, what do they read? The word is written kranot, meaning two times it's written, as we refer to it, as defective without the vav, and one time plene with the vav. And therefore, if you read it that way, it would be karnot, which gives you four. One, two, and three, and one, two, and another two is four. Harei kan arba. Shalosh le mitzvah, achat lakev. So three of them are le mitzvah, three kranot are le mitzvah, ideally, and one is lakev. Ve'ema kulu lemitzvah, maybe all four of them are lemitzvah, but none of them are makev. The answer is that's impossible. Kapara b'ichdi lo ashkechan. There's no such thing as kapara without at least some dam. Okay, v'bayit ema, another possible reason Beit Hillel says, that is, Tana Beit Hillel, ahani mikra v'ahani masoret, meaning, well, this is a reference to what we call yesh ema mikra, which means we follow the way that it's read, or yesh ema masoret means we follow the way that it's written. Now, perhaps Beit Hillel really does a combination. It's written without a vav, but it's read with a vav. So therefore, ahani mikra l'tfuye chada, the fact that you read it with a vav makes it not four, but five. Ahani masor l'tfuye chada, but the fact that it's written without a vav means we diminish one from the six, so we end up with five, sort of a compromise, if you will. And therefore, we end up with five. Four l'mitzvah, one l'akev. Ela mi'ata, if that's the case, then l'totafot, the very famous Drasha of Rabbi Shmuel, how he learns that there are four batim in the Tfilin Shel Rosh, based on totefet, totafot, single, double, one, two, and four. Harei kan arba, but according to Beit Hillel then, it should actually be five, because the totafot is read as plural, so that means six. And the fact that it's written two of the times, chaser, would make it five. You're going to have five batim in the tefillin? That's preposterous. The answer is something like Rabbi Kiva. So Beit Hillel and Rabbi Kiva would be of the same school. Rabbi Kiva has this very strange drasha in which he says that totafot, really tot is two in one language, and pot is two in a different language, and the Torah appropriated these languages, put them together, and you get two plus two. So it doesn't come from totafot, but rather from the single word totafot and what it means. Elamiata, if that's the case, if you're going to stick with this mikra masoret tension, basukot, then ahani mikra v'ahani masoret, and then you should end up with chamsha dafanta balami avad. You'd have to make five walls in your sukkah. And again, all of these things, both the kapara and the tefillin and the sukkah, are all in that sugya and Sanhedrin in a different order. But of course, nobody says you have to make five walls for your sukkah. That's preposterous. The answer is no. Hatam, we're actually stick with the five. Chad kra kule gufe. One pasuk is all needed to tell you sukkah. Chad l'schacha. One of the mentions is for schach, which means you have three left. One, two, and then another three. Atai hilchata v'garata l'shlishi v'kimta atefach. So we have three walls. And then we have the halachal Moshe Mitzrayim, that one of the walls can be just a mini wall of a tefach. So two walls plus a tefach. Elamiata v'tama shvuayim, one of the diunim in that sugya, is the word shvuayim, that when a woman gives birth to a nekeva, she is tmeah for shvuayim. Shvuayim being, of course, 2 weeks. But it's written without the vav, so it could be read shivim, 70 days. So then, therefore, if you're going to say that Reit Hillel strikes a compromise between the way it's read and the way it's written, then halfway between 14 and 70 is going to end up with 42. Kahani Masor Abayim were trained by Lemiavan and Leitav, and nobody would say that she's Tmeah for 42 days. The answer is Shanihatam Nikhtiv Benidata Kinidata. In the same Pasuk, it says Shvayim Kinidata, which means double Nida, 7 plus 7, And therefore, that guides that we only read it as per the Mikra, not the Masoret. Okay, that's Rav Huna's take. V'tana maiti lamihacha. We have a braita that actually learns it from the following. V'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. In the three chataot listed, the chatat of the nasi, and then the kisba and the si'ira of a regular person in Vayikra Dalet, it says in each case, v'chiper ala v'kohen v'nislachlo. Now, it says v'chiper, 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 as if to say, you should do four, but if you only did three, kiper. Only did two, kiper. Only did one, kiper. Mipnei hadin, and it's there because really I would have thought you need all four. Why? Shiachol, I might have made the following mistake. Valodinu, nemru damim lamata v'nemru damim lamala. The Torah says you have to put damim below. That's olah and shlamim, and damim lamala. That's chatat. Ma above the chuta sikra. Ma matan damim murim lamata. Just like below, shantan matan achad kiper. We know if you ended up only putting one. Below, it's enough. So it should be the same thing above, and I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. But perhaps there's another way to analyze it, which is namru damim bifnim v'namru damim b'chutz. The Torah says to put damim in the mishkan, in the mikdash, and on the outside, in the mizbeach chitzon. Ma damim amurim bifnim chiser achat min ha'matanot lo asav lo klum. The damim that have to go inside, all four necessaries, we saw in our second Mishnah. And if you left one out, nothing is accomplished. So perhaps a chatat on the outside, also if you left one out, you did nothing. Now, so therefore we have a tension. Chatat, which is put on the kranot outside, a regular chatat, on all four kranot, is kind of like an olah because it's outside. It's kind of like a pnimi because it's a chatat, and it needs all four. So, nirelemi domet, which is it more like? Tanin chutz v'chutz v'ein tanin chutz v'frim. It makes sense to compare this outer korban with another outer korban. Oklach v'derach zu, maybe not. Tanin chatat v'yarba kronot, mechatat v'yarba kronot. Perhaps the primi is more of an index because that is a chatat and it demands all four corners on the inside. So, therefore, our chatat, which needs all four corners, should be the same. V'yachia chutz she'ein chatat v'yarba kronot, as opposed to another korban b'chutz, which is an olah. It's not called a chatat, and it doesn't have all four corners. You just have to put it on two of the walls by the corner so that it gets on two of the corners, so it goes on all four sides. Talmud lomar, v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. So therefore, even though I really compare it to the primi, and it should need all four, and missing one would invalidate it, I have v'chiper, 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 meaning v'chiper al bishlatan el shalosh, v'chiper al bishlatan el shtayim, v'chiper al bishlatan el achat. So that's another source for Beit Hillel saying that a chatat, if you only did one, is enough. Of course, that's a chatat chitzoni. Now, chitzona. Question is, v'hami b'ayle l'gufei, but you need the word v'chiper for itself to tell you that the Kohen does the kapara. So Amarava bar adamari asperali. This bar adamari explained it to me. Amar krav v'chiper ako alav v'kohen v'nislachlo. In all three cases, pasuk 5, 6, and 7 on the page, it says, v'chiper l'alokin v'nislach, zui kapara, zui slicha. He says they're the same thing. Therefore, the word kiper is extra because it could have just said, v'nislachlo. Why does it say v'chiper l'alokin? Each one is there to tell you, even if, and even if, and even if. So, eima v'chiper al-pishlanatan ela shalosh l'mala b'chat l'mata. Why don't I learn in a less extravagant way? And start by saying, of course you have to put all four. And maybe v'chiper is saying, even if you didn't put all four on the top half of the Mizbeach, but only three on the top half and one below, and the second v'chiper is al-pishlantan ela shtayim lamato shtayim lamala, maybe two and two, and then v'chiper, and that makes an interesting skip, al-pishlantan lamala ela lamata, if you put all four below, but maybe you always need four, this location doesn't get in the way. Why don't you learn it like that? Because if that's the case, then you're doing away with the need for the four kronot. But if the Torah says that's okay, so negate it. Who cares? So Amarava, the answer is Ezud of Arshtarich Shalosh. The only way you can have three is the Kranot, not the Matanot, but the Kranot. Because you could say one Kiper is not on the Karen, and another one not on the Karen, and another not on the Karen, so you end up with one. Ema, so then why don't I just say that again? One, two, three knocks it down from four to one. So why don't I go 3 to 1, 2 2, and then 1 3, having 1 on top and 3 below, and still all 4? The answer is, we find no case where damim are put some above and some below, and it's valid. Now, this is a very difficult statement because we just accepted that possibility earlier. So this answer could really be knocking the entire Havamina out. But the other problem is that that's true that we lechatchila never set it up that way, but who's to say that b'diavad? Now, the question is, v'lo, v'atnan, we have the Mishnah Yoma, very famous Mishnah, yizam v'enu achat l'mala v'shev l'mata. How did the Kohen Gadol do the haza'ah of the par and sa'ir inside? One up, seven down. Now, one up, seven down says, sounds like, although there's no chuta sikra on the parochet or inside the Kodesh Kedoshim, but it's up and down. The answer is no, kematzlif. The up and down was not up and then distinct from that down, but rather like as if you're hitting. My matzlif, not for you to kemangara, like you're hitting something. So it goes down, 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 down. Lamala lamata here are not distinct zones, but just above and then below. But we still have another proof. Hizal taharosh mizbeach sheva peyamim, that when the Kohen Gadol would then put the dam on the mizbeach in the heichal, he would put it al taharosh mizbeach seven times. My love, apologia de mizbeach, doesn't that mean that you put it al taharo, meaning halfway up the mizbeach, and therefore some's going to be below, some's going to be above? No, kedamri inchi tahar tihara dioma, like we say, the middle of the day, tohar, like tzoharayim, varavashila lo, agiluya, it means on the open part of it, meaning on the inside of the mizbeach, where the Torah normally goes, dechtiv ocheetzam ha-shamayim la-tohar, the purity of the heavens, meaning tohar is a Hebrew word, meaning the real middle of it. All right, ra'ika shirayim, but there's still a problem, because what do we do with the dam left over? We with the dam left over of any korban, including a chatat that goes above, we pour it out below in the yisod. The answer is shirayim lo ma'akvi. If you don't pour the dam out, it doesn't matter. So therefore, dam that's poured below, it doesn't matter if we don't pour it out, meaning it's not ma'akev, doesn't count. Ay, va'ika shirayim de primim, but the shirayim of the korban primi, the ika demandam ma'akvi, there's a machloket whether or not pouring out the dam of a chatat primit on the yisod outside is ma'akev the korban. The answer is, you're right, but b'chad makom kamrinan. We're concerned about damim, that part is up and part is below on the same mizbeach. To say part goes above in the inner mizbeach and part goes below in the outer mizbeach, that's not lamal lamata, that's not an issue. Okay, Tan Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Beit Shammai Omrim, Shtei Matanot Shebachatat V'Achat Shebachol Hazvachim, this is a rewording of our Mishnah. Matirot Mefaglot. So according to Beit Shammai, the minimum things, whatever they are, which is one matana in every other korban and two in a chatat, are matir, which means once you've done it, you could bring the korban up, and you could eat it, etc. And mefaglot, those are the machshav points at which machshavah pigol will count. Telalomim, achat shemachatar, achat shemachol hazvachim, matir to mefagelot. Only the one machshavah generates, and this is what the Mishnah said, a pigol, and is matir, after that it's already post. So now, matkev ha vashai, vashai challenges this. Imkein, litnei gabi kule b'tshav v'chum v'tilal. If so, then Beit Shammai's presentation should be listed among the exceptions to the rule in which Beit Shammai is Mekil, which is a list in Masachet Eduyot, because here Beit Shammai is Mekil, in that you're not Mefagil until you're Mefagil in both of the two Zrikot. The answer is, Amalei Rava, ki Ichil Hatera Ichil. This question can be posed from a different perspective, and that is it mutter to eat the korban if the only one was thrown and the rest was lost? And in that case, Davalei Beit Shammai L'chumra. Therefore, Beit Shammai is L'chumra. They said, no, you didn't do two, it's L'chumra. Beit Hillel says, you only did one, it's L'kula. Therefore, from that perspective, Beit Hillel is Mekil. And by the way, in many, many cases, the Kula of Beit Hillel and the Chumra Beit Shammai from another perspective will be flipped. So, for instance, Beit Hillel, and it's something Tos talks about in the beginning of Kedushin, Beit Hillel says that Kiddushin can happen with a Shava Pruta, and Beit Shammai demand almost 200 times as much as his Shava Dinar, which sounds like a Chumrah. On the other hand, if a woman accepts a Pruta, and then she has relations with another man, according to Beit Shammai, she's okay. According to Beit Hillel, she is an adulteress. So that's a Chumrah. The answer is, we're not looking at it from that perspective, and that's why it's not listed there. Okay, we'll pause at this point, pick it up with Rabbi Yochanan's analysis of the matanot after number one, according to Beit Hillel, and what their status is. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.